Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Time is already getting away, but I wanted to speak to you this morning just less than a little bit about issue of speaking in tongues. Over the past week, I was in 2 weeks over in Ukraine, and they speak Russian in Ukraine and can't understand a word they're saying. I've learned a couple of greetings and about as much as I know. We're heading to Haiti tonight, and Latrice has been studying a little bit of the Creole language, and I learned that to say hello is bonjour. Did I do that right? So when I see somebody, I'm going to say bonjour, and then when I leave, I'm going to say nawe. Nawe means, did I say that right? It means see you later. I learned that one only because that's in Swahili. And I know that word in Swahili. It means something about together. What does it mean in Swahili, Ernie? Yeah, together with Nawe, together with us. In Creole, it means see you later. Am I saying it right? Okay, because you looked at me funny. I didn't know I was pronouncing it properly. So I've learned two words, hello and see you later. That's all I know. But this issue of speaking in tongues, Gene asked me if I would teach on it next Sunday morning in their Sunday school class, because obviously it's an issue there, this issue of tongues, and it's invaded all over the world because of the charismatic movement over the past century, really, how it become involved in, I would say, quote-unquote, Christian circles, this thing on speaking in tongues. So I just want to share just a few thoughts I think will help you. Matter of fact, I Googled yesterday, amazing what you find on Google, about, you know that you could actually, there's people online that can teach you how to speak in an unknown tongue in 20 minutes. You follow their instructions in 20 minutes, you'll be speaking in an unknown tongue. I know I didn't watch it, I just thought it was funny. You know, wow, okay, I thought this was a gift from God and this guy's teaching. And then another guy, he has 4 points. How to speak in a tongue, an unknown tongue, what we're talking about. Here's their 4 points. Number one, you request. You ask, you request. Number two, you realize. Number three, relax. And number four, you release. I thought it was pretty neat. He had it all alliterated. To receive the gift of tongues, you request it. You realize it. In other words, you got it. You ask, and he gives it to you. Then you just relax. I just picture this. And then you release it, you know. It's amazing, this thing about how people, about the gift of the tongue. And there's so much I could talk about. But turn with me quickly to Acts chapter number 2. We're going to start there this morning as a launching pad. Then we're going to wind up in 1 Corinthians 14 about the proper use of tongues. And of course, in 1 Corinthians 13, that gift has ceased. It's been done away with. And time won't allow me to get into all of that, because y'all took so long on your prayer request, you know. But anyway, I've got a lot of notes here. I won't be able to get to half of them. But anyway, I want to, our launching pad, look at Acts chapter number 2, beginning verse number 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty, rushing, mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Now, you remember, this is 40 days after the ascension of Jesus. Jesus said, now you wait here in Jerusalem and tarry here, and then the Holy Spirit Ghost will come upon you. And it was during this time that they were empowered, the church was empowered to carry out the Great Commission. So this is the setting. Verse number 3. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with them, speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Just a sideline real quick. This is one of many verses that has the word, we see the word Holy Ghost, and we see the Spirit, a capital S, in the same verse. Now, the King James Bible is the only version that I know of that uses the term Holy Ghost. Every other version, NIV, the ESV, all the other versions, they don't use the word Holy Ghost, they use the word Holy Spirit, because they would tell you, the ones who kind of translated these newer versions, that the King James Bible is wrong. It was translated improperly. And I'm here to tell you, there's not one word in our Bible that's wrong. It's all pure. As a matter of fact, the Bible says it's 100% pure. And their argument is that it should be Holy Spirit, not Holy Ghost. Well, the reason that the translators did this, and I did a lot of research on this years ago, and some of you have heard this before, that the reason the word Holy Ghost, which actually is used more than Spirit, Holy Spirit in our Bible, the term Holy Ghost, because that's his proper name. That's the name. We see that in Matthew chapter number 28. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And when you see the word, so every time you see the word Holy Ghost mentioned in the Bible, it refers to him as the person, as his name. That's his name. But when you see either the word Holy Spirit, capital S, or Holy Spirit, that refers to his work. You see the difference? There's the name, and then there's his work. And that's why it's translated that way. The Holy Ghost is the proper name, the Holy Ghost, and then the Spirit is his work. And we see that actually take place here in verse number 4, where they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and as the Spirit, that was the working, that's why it's translated that way. Are y'all following?
Yeah.
Just a little tidbit of information of Bible. It's interesting. Okay, verse number 5. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. This is very important. People from all over the world, these Jewish people had come to Jerusalem to celebrate Pentecost, and they would speak different languages, different parts of the world like we are today, Russian or Creole or whatever back then. You know, they all came together, spoke different languages. Verse number 6. Now, when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and was confounded because that every man heard them speak in his own language. It's important to understand what we're talking about here about tongues. Again, I got to move on real quick. But the word tongues here is the word we get. It's the Greek word glossa, if I'm pronouncing it properly. We get the word English word glossary from it. And it literally means spoken word, a language. It's not some kind of gibberish. It's not some kind of babbling that you would hear today, that guys could speak, teach you to speak in tongues in 20 minutes. It's babbling. It's not a language, a spoken language. They heard tongues in his own language, okay? Let's go a little bit farther. And they were all amazed, I guess so, and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how we hear every man in our own tongue where we were born. And then it lists all these different countries and different people groups that were there that heard the people that were in that upper room. They came and they were able to speak in their language. Now, turn with me to backtrack to Mark chapter number 16 before we get into the book of 1 Corinthians. I wanted to give you a thought here. Mark chapter number 16. The Great Commission is given, verse number 15. And he, Jesus, spoke unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Then he that believeth is baptized and shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Again, I won't have time to talk about this, but he's not talking about baptism or regeneration. That's another lesson. But notice verse number 17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. Literally, these demons, they are able to cast them out of people. And they shall speak with new tongues, new languages. And they shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So God gave the apostles and some other people these supernatural gifts, gifts of healing, of gifts of speaking in tongues, and these other supernatural gifts. Why? Look in verse number 20.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.